And welcome to Earth First Radio. This is a special local edition of Earth First Radio on June 22nd of the year 2000. And it's a special edition because it's a special time in Santa Cruz. Folks who have been hiding under a log for the last few days probably don't realize that we have a tree sit in Santa Cruz County going on down in Ramsey Gulch. Now, Ramsey Gulch is owned by Redwood Empire. Redwood Empire is formerly a Mendocino County North Coast-style logging company. They're not all that great, folks. They had to quit logging in Northern California because basically they ran out of trees. So they took their profits and they ran down here to Santa Cruz, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties and bought timberlands down here. And we're going to be going into some more about the Ramsey Gulch issue. First, I want to let folks know that Earth First Santa Cruz is not the only folks that are doing direct action. If you want to plug into the Direct Action Network, they meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. That's 515 Broadway near the corner of Ocean Street in Santa Cruz. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, the Direct Action Network. And they have an upcoming action, so get in touch with those folks. They're getting ready to do stuff. Diane Patterson, unfortunately, Uncle Dennis missed the show last night at Henflings. There was a kind of a snafu in the woods. Uncle Dennis wound up getting in kind of late. But if you'd like to check out Diane Patterson and Clan Dykin, they're appearing with the Funky Nixons at Ashkenaz tomorrow night, Friday, June 23rd. And that's at 1317 San Pablo in Berkeley, California. They're also appearing June 27th at the Felton Farmers Market from 3 to 7 p.m. That's June 27th, a week from this coming Tuesday, or this next Tuesday, excuse me, and July 1st, a week from this coming Saturday, at the Freedom Fest. That's with Clan Dykin, Kim Angelus, Sitar Joe, and Belly Dancers, 4 p.m. in Junction City, California, about 4.5 miles up Dutch Creek Road, if you ever want to get up there. And on July 2nd, they're going to be on KPIG on the John Sandage Sunday morning show. That's at 11 a.m. I believe that show is called Please Stand By. That's July 2nd. Diane Patterson has more stuff coming up, but I'll let you know about some of those a little later on. All right. Diane Patterson, we're really glad to have her living in the county now. And now let's do that subdivision planned for 6 acres in northern Monterey County. This is an extension to the Pajaro Valley Golf Course. The proposed project will be housing on quarter-acre lots. Subdivision will be viewable from the Elkhorn Slough, and it's really out of character for this rural area and generates the same cumulative impacts on our water resources, traffic, sewage, schools, and safety organizations as the proposed golf course development. The Planning Commission of Monterey County is scheduled to meet regarding this issue on July 12th. That'll probably be down in Monterey. If you want more information, contact by email Wanda Hickman at the Monterey County Planning. And her email address is Hickman, H-I-C-K-M-A-N, at co.monterey.ca.us. That's Hickman at co.monterey.ca.us. And find out all about the new golf course next to the new housing tract next to the new Pajaro Valley Golf Course. The Democrats have not given up their attempt to kill the Coastal Act. After deceiving Assembly Democrats into passing AB 2310 from the Water Parks and Wildlife, it is stuck in Assembly Appropriations Committee. Their end around taking a nondescript Senate bill, SB 1679, and completely changing it after it has passed, assigning it to Senator Byron Scheer and amending it to include the Duchenne Coastal Act killing language. By sticking it as a budget rider, it now becomes open to conference committee, which can include it in the assembly version. This sophisticated tricky-dicky tactics. Tom Hayden gave the warning, and now it is up to the people to give the warning to the senators who are trying to kill the Coastal Act. Oppose Senate Bill 1679 by Byron Scheer. You can contact him at senator.scheer@sen.ca.gov. Of course, you can call him 916-445-6747. That's 916-445-6747. And tell him to can SB 1679. And in other local news, Tuesday, June 20th, Judge Yontz issued a temporary restraining order forbidding the County of Santa Cruz to issue an emergency permit to Santa Cruz Biotechnology Incorporated. The emergency permit would have allowed SCBI to increase their barn space by over 40%. The California Coastal Commission has already notified the county on three occasions that the county could not issue the emergency permit. In response, the county indicated it still planned to issue it, but Save Our Agricultural Land and Friends of the North Coast had no other choice but to seek a temporary restraining order. The Coastal Commission has directed the county to commence an enforcement action against Santa Cruz Biotechnology to reduce the number of goats and haul away the manure instead of allowing an expansion of their unpermitted facility. Remember to pencil in July 11th through 14th on your calendar. That's when the Coastal Commission will address the county's handling of SCBI. Well, there'll be more details. Channel 71 on Tim Harvey's Eco Echo Review show at 6 p.m. That's on the 27th. On the 29th, KUSP John Laird's Talk of the Bay show at 6:30 p.m. will talk about Santa Cruz Biotechnology. So stay tuned to that. All right, that's about it for our local news here. And we're expecting a call any minute from the woods, so we're going to stand by here and... Free Radio Santa Cruz, how are you?
Good, this is Blackbird.
Hi, Blackbird, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well. I'm sort of lost in the fog up here.
All right, tell us exactly where you are, sort of.
I am in Ramsey Gulch on the northwest side of it, and to the southeast are the helicopter landings and ongoing logging operations of the Columbia Company, which is logging on land managed by Redwood Empire and owned by Roger Birch, if I'm correct.
That's the guy.
And contrary to local Santa Cruz ordinances, they're logging incredibly steep hillsides in the gulch and right up alongside Class 2 stream and some other just treacherous terrain that's the loss of these trees is going to further erode the hillside and threaten the creek, which is part of the Watsonville watershed. You know, it's providing water for all the communities in the Santa Cruz Watsonville area.
All right. Did you have a chance to walk around a little bit in some of these second class and third class streams?
I sure did. I spent about 8 or 9 hours over the weekend hiking my way in here.
All right, and what did you see on many of the trees alongside the streams up there?
They've got this blue paint disease, and it's two stripes of blue paint on pretty much any healthy redwoods of 50 to 80 years and upward. You know, 150, 200-year-old trees.
Now, are these trees well away from the creek, or where are these blue line trees located?
I noticed some right along the creek where we camped on the first night in here. They're spread pretty well throughout the unit, throughout the THP. They don't seem to have respected the 50-foot ordinance for Santa Cruz, as far as I know.
Okay, so there are a lot of trees that are blue lined within 50 feet of the creek. That's true. That's the Santa Cruz ordinance that says they're not allowed to cut trees within 50 feet of the creek.
But if I'm right about it, the Board of Supervisors are going to take that up with the California Department of Forestry.
Yeah, that's
in court.
That's the latest word that I got this afternoon. Also, Supervisor Jeff Almquist apparently has decided that he wants to get the Board of Supervisors to sue CDF, or at least try for an injunction to get them to respect the zoning laws of the County of Santa Cruz. What interests me is the scientific evidence from various studies that indicate that in order to maintain a healthy stream, you have to get a lot farther away from the creek before you start cutting trees. Are you aware of some of those studies, Blackbird?
Definitely. And the effect on the compaction of soil and erosion and the role of trees in the riparian areas. They're the backbone of the forest ecosystem, and they hold everything together there. Not only are those trees marked, but they're being cut. Since Monday, they've been logging steadily, with the exception of a couple hours yesterday afternoon when the press was here, and a couple hours this afternoon while they hiked over to talk to me. They've been felling 4 or 5 trees an hour.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the conversation this afternoon.
It was the same forester who escorted the press out after their visit yesterday, and he came through with a couple other people from Colombia, I suppose, or possibly Redwood Empire, and they checked out my situation and kept on hiking, and we had a brief conversation where they asked for assurances that their equipment wasn't in danger or the trees weren't spiked. Sort of implying that people might be up to that, and I assured him that my intentions were nonviolent and to just be a witness and a direct activist while they destroy the cell site. My battery's getting low, so I'm going to change it and call you back.
Okay.
I got the beep.
Well, we'll take a little break here while we wait for you to change your batteries, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, Blackbird, up in a tree, changing his batteries here for a moment while we continue on here with our special local Earth First program for tonight. A little different than what we normally do, but I suppose you'll get used to it. Earth First Radio every Thursday evening at 8 o'clock here on Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM. And tonight we're talking about Ramsey Gulch, which is a THP down in the southeastern part of Santa Cruz County, just below Mount Madonna, if you know where that is. Mount Madonna is a Santa Clara County park, but it's a lot of really beautiful redwoods in there. It's part of the county that very few people visit. It's kind of overgrown with houses, but here up on top of the ridge, but down in the gullies, it's very, very steep. The slopes are 75 to 100, 150% slopes, really extremely steep slopes. This area is very close to the San Andreas Fault. It's an area that is very prone to landsliding. The soils are extremely erodible. Erosion potentials in the Ramsey Gulch THP are medium, high, and extreme. I mean, there's no low erosion potentials in this THP. All right, we've got our call back here. Hello, Goose. Hello there, Blackbird. Are you back with us?
Yeah, it's me.
All right.
Or it is I.
Tis you. Well, we were doing a little background while you were changing your battery, talking a little bit about the highly erodible soils, the high landslide potentials, and other things that are specific to this site. But maybe it's time to talk a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I was born right here in the Monterey area. I was born in Pebble Beach Community Hospital, actually.
That's down and on the greater Pacific Grove area?
Right, just south of there. And my dad was on his way to Vietnam, and so my mother's parents lived in Pebble Beach, and we lived with them for a year, and then I was an Army brat, and grew up a little bit in Germany, a little bit in Mexico, and went to Georgetown for university. 28, I've been a journalist, and after a few years of that, I've been a direct activist, mostly tree-sitting.
And where have you been tree-sitting before?
I did 4.5 months at Fall Creek, the tree village that's been going for 2 years and 3 months now.
All right.
Just in the Guinness Activist Book of World Records. The longest ongoing sit, or longest sit ever, I think.
Longest sit ever so far.
Yeah,
I mean, they're still going, and there's other people who are getting up there. I mean, Julia Butterfly bailed out after 2 years. Nate Madsen up in Freshwater in Northern California, he's at 20 months and going.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job.
He just got a college degree while he was up the tree.
Yeah, I saw that in the paper. That's great.
Yeah. So how's the tree sit going? Is it pretty comfortable up there now?
It is. I've put a considerable amount of work into it the last couple of days. We hiked in Saturday and Sunday, started building. Well, we got stuff up into the tree Sunday night. Monday, we really set up the donut of 2 4-foot by 8-foot plywood planks, and then another one that was split, so 2 2-by-8s as cross walks on either side of the tree. The tree splits into two trunks at the level where I am, about 100 feet. So I donut around the trunk there, so I can look through the two trunks to the other side of my platform. It's a nice little window.
All right. And though it's very foggy right now, what kind of a view do you have during the day?
Oh, it's incredible. I'm 100 feet up, and I feel a lot closer to the ground than I did at Fall Creek, which was 200 feet. But on the other hand, I'm at the top of a 500 or 600 foot steep slope. It probably goes up 600 feet in a matter of 500 or 600 feet.
Yeah, 100% slopes are very 100% slopes are very common there. So,
I'm sure you've talked to people who've done the hike in town there, and it's brutal.
Well, I've seen videos of the site and seen some pictures, and of course we found out that there are some pictures available for folks who want to take a look at the tree sit.
And great.
Those are at www.ecoeco.org.
Eco Echo.
ECHO.org /Ewok/Ramsey, RAMSEY.
Yeah, and that's also got Fall Creek archives, information, and trace it videos also.
All right.
But so that's folks, the crew and Cascadia Forest Defense.
All right. So having spent time in other tree sits, you're sort of getting settled in at the beginning of this tree sit, I take it there's room for more people.
Yeah, there's plywood to spare, and we've already climbed up into another tree, Epic, that has a great ocean view, and if I weren't concerned about people on the ground, I might take a look over there one of these nights. But a few folks have been up in that and really say it's spectacular. And it's a nice grove of about 25, 30 trees up here, not to mention other trees throughout the unit, which are falling by the hour during the day.
So we really need to get folks mobilized here.
Yeah, and if you can't come out and live in a tree, you know, there's people you can call in town who would love to hear how you feel about the issue or need to know that you feel strongly about the issue. And now's the time. It's going to go before court sometime this week or next week.
Yep, that's the news that we've been getting. We don't have the exact date of that court hearing yet, but we're going to be getting that news out on Free Radio here just as soon as we find out when that's going to be happening. That news just broke this afternoon about the proposed injunction to stop logging at Ramsey Gulch, and we certainly hope that the injunction comes through, but as Earth First does, we're in the woods while the lawyers are in court. Unfortunately, it takes people in the woods to keep the loggers at bay, and we need more people. So
yeah, it's a struggle on many fronts, and you know, without the groundwork done by the lawyers, there wouldn't be people climbing into trees who wouldn't know where or when to climb. But yeah, this is the time for direct action on this. And in some senses, I'm more of a witness than a blockade. They've cleared their helicopter landings, and as I said, they've already begun cutting trees. But
all right,
we're here in the largest grove in the unit with the oldest trees, and they survived the first cut, which I don't know the exact date. But
the first round of cutting in Santa Cruz County started in about 1830. Of course, it picked up in 1850 when California became a state, But you got to remember that was low level logging. That was done with oxen. It was done with hand saws, and every single saw cut was a human effort.
Exactly.
And then we had a giant earthquake in San Francisco in 1906, and that was the point at which most of Santa Cruz County was leveled in terms of redwood forests. The trees of Santa Cruz County went to rebuild not only San Francisco, but the city of San Jose. Many of the older Victorian-style houses in San Jose are made of old-growth redwoods hauled out of the Santa Cruz Mountains. And down to the wharf, put on big ships, and then hauled around into San Francisco and the lower bay to rebuild. And there used to be a railroad across the Santa Cruz Mountains that carried that lumber to San Jose to rebuild. Actually, people think of the 1906 earthquake as the San Francisco earthquake. In fact, the entire city of San Jose was leveled and burned. Very little remained of the city of San Jose after the 1906 earthquake. Of course, the epicenter was very close to here.
Now, I saw a photograph of it. My grandfather was an eye surgeon in San Francisco from World War II out until the 70s, and was actually born in San Francisco in 1899.
All right. 7 years old at the time of the earthquake. That must have been something he remembers quite well.
He's passed away.
Oh.
But he retired to Pebble Beach, and he used to spend a lot of time walking in the woods there in Del Monte Forest.
All right.
I've got to watch the battery. It's giving me the beep again, which is unfortunate. I thought I had a lot more juice. But
well, Blackbird, it's... Have you got something you can put right in here quick before your battery dies completely?
Yeah, let me give it a shot. Santa Cruz, Watsonville, these are your forests. They protect and nourish the streams that feed your water supply and keep the air clean and make it rain. And you can't afford to lose them. You've already decimated them in the past. And there's a chance to turn that around. This forest is healing. At the base of the tree I'm sitting in is a burned out stump of a tree that was logged the first time, and Wisdom, the tree I'm sitting in, survived that, and she's going to survive this one. I just hope we can save the rest of Ramsey Gulch, and by calling the Board of Supervisors and Roger Birch and all of the named parties that Dennis can fill you in on, we have a chance to turn this thing around soon. And if the fog keeps up, the helicopters won't be able to come. So act now.
Pray for fog.
Right on. And thanks for all your support, the people who have been working on this. And I feel the love all the way out here. And the trees feel it too.
Thank you, Blackbird.
Right on. Thanks, Dennis. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night. Stay warm.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Blackbird sitting in a tree in Ramsey Gulch in southeastern Santa Cruz County, defending the tree Wisdom. And he's going to need a lot of help, folks. It takes the efforts of 5 to 10 people pretty much working round the clock to keep a tree sitter up in a tree. There's all kinds of things that need to be done. We need to raise money. And that's one of the things that Santa Cruz Earth First is working on right now. We're getting our act together. We're definitely pulling in all the information that we can to get things taken care of. Unfortunately, I planned for this tonight, and I had all the telephone numbers in a pile on my bed at home. And guess what? They're still there. So, you local listeners here in the Monterey Bay area are going to have to just look it up in the phone book. I think it's 8454-2200. I believe 831-454-2200, I believe, is the telephone number for the Board of Supervisors. If I'm wrong, give me a call. But that's my understanding of where we're at in terms of telephone numbers for the Board of Supervisors. They need to hear from you soon. They need to know that you support their efforts to stop this THP. The County Board of Supervisors here in Santa Cruz County has been very good, led by Supervisor Jeff Almquist. The Board of Supervisors has attempted to amend the California forestry rules to restrict logging in Santa Cruz County. They passed a stream buffer law into the zoning regulations so that no one, not even logging companies, can impact trees and habitat within 50 feet of a stream. But really, folks, that's a pretty wimpy ordinance. I mean, we're happy they passed it, and don't get me wrong, but 50 feet is nothing in the woods. 50 feet is absolutely nothing. The science behind stream preservation has come to the conclusion that the minimum distance required as a buffer along streams is 2 climax tree heights. Now, what's a climax tree? A climax tree is the tallest tree in the region. In other words, in Northern California, that would be a climax tree would be 300 feet tall. Here in Santa Cruz County, in this area, because of the conditions here, a little drier than it is in Northern California, a little warmer, the steeper slopes, the higher incidence of earthquakes, the climax tree here in Santa Cruz County is around 200 feet tall. I know they're taller trees, but the definition of a climax tree is the average of the highest trees in the forest. And around here, that's around 200, 225 feet. So if you apply the scientific formula to the buffer zone along streams that should be here in Santa Cruz County, that's 350 to 400 feet on each side of the stream. Okay? That's what should be protected. That's what is required to be protected, according to scientists. And these are scientists who study forests all up and down the West Coast. And these stream buffers do many things. First of all, they provide shade to the stream so that the streams don't get warm. Salmon, steelhead require cold water in order to survive. Not too cold, but under 60 degrees, 55 to 62 degrees, something like that is what salmon and steelhead prefer in order to thrive. It takes shade to do that, and that has to be day-long shade, not just morning shade or afternoon shade, but that shade during the middle of the day when the sun's rays are directly overhead. And to do that requires canopy along the streams. You can't cut in the streams and have canopy protecting the streams.
No, 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 you can't clear cut your way to heaven. Say now, strip mine, don't make it with the Lord. Oh, those in the creation won't win God's admiration. And the pearly gates may close forever. Oh, the pearly gates may close
forevermore. That's the end of our special local edition of Earth First Radio for tonight, June 22nd.